Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, March 17th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The OpenSL project today announced on the OpenSL announce mailing list that on Thursday, that's March 19th, they'll release a security patch for OpenSSL. At least one of the vulnerabilities that will be patched will be rated high, which is, well, the highest rating for OpenSSL. They go by low, moderate, and high. No details yet as to what we will be seeing, but just set a little bit time aside on Thursday to check for the update and figure out what you have to do to respond to this vulnerability. And Yahoo is trying out a new service that they are calling on-demand passwords. Essentially, the way this works is that you opt in for the service. If you do so, you will leave a cell phone number with Yahoo, and then instead of entering a password, you have the option to have Yahoo send a one-time password to your phone. So this is a little bit like a lot of these two-factor password implementations, but, well, without the first factor. So it's really one factor that uses the phone as the only factor to log in to the account. The main push behind this is convenience, not necessarily security. It's probably still more secure than a stupidly easy to guess password. But remember, the password will still work. So it's either the password or the phone token that will get you logged in, not both as in normal two-factor authentication. One of the use cases I could see here is if you hardly ever use your Yahoo account and you keep forgetting your password, then of course it's nice to have this other method to log in to your account. Now, before you worry about the security of your Yahoo account, this is opt-in only, so by default, this feature is disabled. However, I could see, for example, an attacker that breached a Yahoo account to add a phone number to the Yahoo account, so they then have persistent access to the account even after the user changed their password. And Apple Insider picked up on an older bug in Safari that affects private browsing that's still present in even the latest beta version of OS X. The problem here is that in private browsing mode, Safari should not retain any information about where it went while you used private browsing. Instead, it saves every URL that you visit in Library Safari webpage icons.db. This is an unencrypted, not obfuscated database, so it's pretty easy to review which pages you went to. Like I said, it's an older bug. According to the article in Apple Insider, it was first described in 2013. However, so far it was mostly being traded and talked about in sort of forensics circles, so it wasn't really all that widely known. With this publication of this bug in Apple Insider, more regular Apple users will probably be now aware of this particular problem. So this doesn't affect the data that's being sent to websites. The only problem here is if someone gets a physical hold of an OS X system, then they will be able to review what websites you visited, even if you did so in private browsing mode. And cert.org published a nice, concise, but also pretty comprehensive article about the risks of intercepting SSL traffic. This is not just a problem if you're considering nation-state kind of spying, but also a lot of corporations, for example, use proxies with SSL interception capability in order to, for example, prevent data leaks. Also, a lot of load balancers, web application firewalls, and the like do inspect SSL traffic, and that's usually a good and wanted feature in these devices if it's implemented correctly. Sadly, many of them don't configure this feature correctly. CERT.org lists 58 different implementations that don't do it correctly, and I'm sure they're not complete here. And they also give yourself a little checklist here with 7 common configuration mistakes. So this is something that you can use to check your own implementation if it's not listed within this article. Pretty interesting read, so highly recommend that you take a quick look at this. This is it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.